You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey everyone, Greg here with a five-minute major because we haven't recorded in a while. We've got Halloween, we've got small kids, stuff going on. So we will be recording a full episode tomorrow on Wednesday that will be posted on Thursday. But I wanted to do a quick five-minute major to go over kind of the recent happenings with the Red Wings. So after we recorded our last episode, we were coming off of a win against the Calgary Flames, a great 6-2 win. We were feeling great. And then things kind of fell a little. So we played the Seattle Kraken, lost them 5-4 in overtime. There were some really bad calls by the refs. There was a stick throwing that was absolutely insane, should have never been allowed. And it was overall a shaky game, which we thought, hey, maybe this will hurt their confidence a little. And it did. So then the Red Wings went on to lose 4-1 to the Jets, 4-1 to the Bruins. Lackadaisical effort, lazy in their own zones, a lot slower. And it just seemed like the jump that they had through the first stretch of the season had kind of fallen off. And it was a little bit troublesome to look at that and say, well, they're not playing a strong first. They might come out and have a stronger second, might come out and have a stronger third, but dropping that first period really hurt them in the long run. The defensive game hurt them in the long run. They were bad defensively for a good stretch. There was a game, I think it was the game against either the Jets or the Bruins, where Mo Sider looked lost for a lot of the game. And we went into last night against the New York Islanders saying that this needs to be a statement game. They need to come out, they need to have a strong performance, and they need to win. Now, strong performance, I would say it was. I would say it was a weak defensive performance. Overall, the team defense was very bad, but they made up for it in offense. Your top two players of that game being Mo Sider and Jake Walman offensively. They were your best players of the entire game. And Ville Husso was lights out. And I mean, would I have liked to see him stop that shorthanded goal by Casey Zizegas? Absolutely. But other than that, he made huge timely saves in the first to keep the Wings in the game. And they were able to find a way to come back from a 2-0 deficit to win 4-3 in overtime and take two very important points in a division that seems to be still really, really competitive and in flux for a lot of teams. The Boston Bruins still seem unstoppable. But the Red Wings, I think the important thing to note is the Red Wings went on a 3-game slide, but were able to have a bounce back game, not let it completely defeat them morally, and come out with a statement win. Lucas Raymond had a good statement that if they play the game they can play, they will win, and they need to get back to that game. After the game, he said this was a huge win for them to get them back on track. And he said they hadn't been playing a game that they had wanted to play and that they knew they could play. They knew they had gotten off to some bad starts and it wasn't a team that they were. So again, big game from Lucas Raymond, who scores an amazing overtime game winner. Big game from JT Compher, who scores a goal on a beautiful feed from Mo Sider. And as a team overall, I think they performed very well against the Islanders. You could say, again, slow start in the first. You could say part of a slow start in the second. But I think for most of the game, the Red Wings controlled play and were able to come out and beat a team that was a playoff team last season. So our next game is Thursday, November 2nd, against the Florida Panthers. Like I said, we will be recording our episode to dive deeper into the Kraken, Jets, Bruins, and Islanders games tomorrow night, which will release on Thursday. But until then, thank you all for listening, and you stay classy, Hockey Town.